switch to Postum. The makers of Postum, the favorite mealtime drink in millions of American homes, present those two lovable old characters from the Hill Country, Lum and Abner.
Come on, Helen, hurry up! Confound it, every time we go anywhere, she keeps me waiting. What's the matter with you anyway? Ah, that's just like a woman.
Well, that doesn't sound like a very good start for an evening of pleasure, does it? Yet in all likelihood, that man can't help feeling irritable. You can't either, if night after night you aren't able to sleep. If something keeps you awake, tossing and turning. But why not ask yourself what that something is? Now, maybe your sleeplessness is due to coffee nerves. Although it's true that many people can drink coffee without being kept awake, many others cannot. So if you suspect coffee is robbing you of sleep, switch to Postum. For Postum has no caffeine or stimulant of any kind in it, so it can't possibly disturb your rest. Drink Postum hot and steaming in the cup. Its distinctive, full-bodied Postum flavor has captured the taste of millions of people in millions of homes. So start tomorrow, and if coffee keeps you awake, drink Postum instead. See if the change doesn't make a difference, even in a few days. And in a couple of weeks, long enough to give Postum a fair trial. See if you aren't sleeping so much more soundly and peacefully that you're mighty glad you switched to Postum. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the Men's Protective Association, formed by the married men of Pine Ridge to defend themselves against the indignities heaped on them by their wives, has finally had the opportunity to prove its worth. Last week, you know, Abner's wife, Elizabeth, refused to sign the association's pledge of cooperation. So Friday night, the association marched as a body to demand that she sign. As we look into our little community today, we find Lum and Abner over at the Jot 'em Down store.
That was our ring, weren't it?
Yeah, I believe it was.
Yeah, that's ours.
Yeah, I'd know that ring anywhere. That's ours.
All right. I'll get up and answer it then. Spawn, I believe you'd sit there and let that phone ring all day.
It ain't wrong but twice.
Hello?
All day.
Jot 'em Down store. Lum Eddard's talking.
Throw it out here.
Oh, hi, Irv.
Hey,
what you wanting? Some groceries. All right, let me get a pencil.
There's one hanging right there on that string there by the phone, Lum.
Yeah.
Lying Tom.
All right, what was you wanting? I can't stand here all day, you know.
Been a snake at Betty. Sure.
Wait a minute, Irv. Is this cash or credit? Well, you're already owing us some here on the books, you know. Counts 2 or 3 months past due now. Well, I hate to do it, Irv, but just figured we're going to have to turn you down this time.
Is that Irv Nunley, Lum?
Yeah, wanting some stuff on the credit.
Well, he's good for it.
Good for it, nothing. His account's 2 or 3 months past due, and he ain't working while the sawmill's shut down.
Yeah, but he'd owe us the rest of his life before he'd beat us out of it, old Lum. There ain't an unhonest bone in old Irv's body. Besides, he's a brother.
Brother?
Yeah, member of the Men's Protective Association. We've got to stick together.
That's twixt him and you. I ain't having a thing to do with that organization. If you want to let him have it, you come here and take the order, but I'm holding you responsible for the deal.
Me? Responsible?
I say his credit ain't good, Abner. If you want to let him have the stuff, why, go ahead and take the order. Here.
Yeah. Hello? Hello, Brother Irv. Brother Abner. Yeah? How you getting along with your woman? You good for you. Good for you. Oh, my, yes. Funniest thing that ever happened to the men in this town. But my woman's as docile as a kitten now. I can even sass her. Yeah, you going to be to the meeting tomorrow night? Yeah, over at the schoolhouse. There's a feller coming out from the county seat going to give us boxing lessons. Art of self-defense or some such name. Oh, yeah. How's that? Oh, yeah. What was she wanting, Herb? Well, now, wait just a minute. I don't believe we got none. No, we're out. Huh? Out of flour, too. Yeah.
We got flour back there, Abner. What's the matter with you?
No, plumb out of lard, too, Herb. Now, what else was you wanting? Well, I swan to goodness, Dad blames you ain't hit another one we're out of. Oh, tell you the truth, not much of nothing right now, Brother Irv. This stock of ours has just went down something wonderful here in the last few weeks. Uh-huh. Yeah, well, call up down there and you'll more likely be able to get everything you want in one place. All right, much obliged for giving us a chance at your business anyway. All right, Brother Irv. See you tomorrow night. Goodbye.
Huh. What was the idea standing there telling him we're out of all that stuff?
Well, you said his credit weren't no good, and I got to thinking about it, and I don't believe it is neither. I don't care what he belongs to.
Well, why didn't you just come right out and tell him we didn't want to let him have the stuff like I did?
Well, I can't turn a brother down, Mom.
Well, that's better than standing there telling him a story like you done.
Oh, well, I need to tell him better. I'll call him up in a couple of hours and tell him we got all that stuff he's wanting now. That way I ain't telling no story.
Well, why didn't you just tell him while you was talking to him?
Because I want to give him a chance to get the stuff somewhere else. And when I call back, why, he'll say he's done bought it. That way I'm telling him the truth and ain't letting him have nothing on the credit neither.
Well, dear goodness. Granny, you wind up being honest, but Dad blames you don't go around by Miss Murphy's house to get there, I'll say that.
Miss Murphy's house?
Well, a roundabout way.
Where does she live?
I don't know. I just...
I never heard of Miss Murphy. Don't even know her.
I don't either, but I just said you went around by her house to be honest.
Well, if you don't know where she lives, how do you know I went by there?
I was just using that for expression. I don't mean you actually walked by her house.
Well, I never even rode by there, neither.
Well, all right. I was wrong. Just forget about it.
Yeah, maybe you was thinking about Miss Mullins. I go right by her house on
wait,
the way
wait
home.
Wait a minute. There's your friend.
Huh?
The great defender's coming in the door there.
Oh, yeah. Howdy, Brother Squire.
Yeah, come in, Squire.
Well, good afternoon, Brother Abner. Hello. I'm sorry I can't salute you as one of the brothers, too.
Yeah, I am, too. Awful put out about it.
I just dropped in to tell you I made a very important decision this afternoon, Brother Abner. I have selected February the 12th as the official holiday for the Men's Protective Association.
February the 12th, huh? Well, good.
That's today, ain't it?
I doggies, it is.
Yes, I know.
There's already one holiday, Lincoln's birthday.
That's exactly the reason I chose it, Mom. Abraham Lincoln will be our patron saint, the great emancipator. He freed the slaves of his time, and we're freeing the slaves of ours. Freeing the men of today from the domination of womanhood.
Oh, yeah. See what you mean.
Yes, the whole thing is working out beautifully. How are you and Mrs. Peabody getting along now, Brother Abner?
Oh, just fine, fine. I laid a copy of the rules right there on the dresser. She ain't broke one of them yet.
Well, that's fine. And I'm getting good reports from all directions, too.
Well, I sure appreciate you fellas marching over there the other night, Squire. I don't believe she'd ever signed it if the whole crowd hadn't have been there. See, she had an uncle that was lynched once, and she just scared to death of a crowd.
Well, of course, she might not like the freedom that the rules give you at first, Brother Abner, but in time, I believe the women folks of this town will take those things as a matter of course, accept the man as the master of the house without any question.
Aye, doggies, I hope so.
I just hope, though, that none of the brothers take advantage of the situation and impose upon their wives just because they know they have the protection of the organization behind them. We certainly don't want to cause any miracle difficulties to arise out of our organization.
Well, you fellas are doing better at this thing than I thought you would, I'll say that. Just to be honest, I'd have bet everything I had you wouldn't get the women folks to sign up for it.
Yes, well, we're not making any unreasonable demands, Lum. All we're asking for is our rights as a man. Individually, we couldn't make such demands, but as I said once before, in union there is strength.
Yeah.
Why, even Whiny Bill Watson's wife signed up.
She did?
Yes, and it'll be a wonderful blessing to Whiny, too. Probably the worst case of being henpecked in the whole community.
Yeah, I can see now where you fellas can do some good with it, all right.
Oh, yes. Like I say, if the brothers don't carry things too far, and figure because of the protective association they can get away with too much, everything will be all right.
That's our ring again, Abner.
Huh?
Never mind, I'll get it.
Might be Brother Irv calling back.
Hello.
Brother Irv.
Got him down the store. Lum Eater's talking.
Yeah, he called a while ago.
Oh, yeah, just a minute, Grandpap. Here, Squire. Grandpap's all excited about something. Wants to talk to you.
Oh, well, thank you, Lum. Hello, Brother Spear. What's that? Oh, my goodness. Where are they at now? It will call all the brothers. Give the grand distress signal and tell them to meet there at the barber shop right away. Yes, yes, I'll be right over. Come on, Abner. There's a brother in distress.
What's the matter, Squire?
Why, Brother Mose Mooch is in trouble. His wife has jumped the traces. In fact, she's got Brother Mose down in a barbershop right now, working him over with an umbrella. Now's the time for the Men's Protective Association to prove its strength. Why, if she gets away with this, our organization is through. Our cause will be lost. This is our Battle of Gettysburg, men. The turning point of our organization. Come on, Brother Abner. Brother Mose must be free.
This seems to be the first uprising the association has had to quell. Let's hope there are no casualties in their first skirmish. All of us have our likes and dislikes. But because we're grown-ups, we usually are sensible enough to do things that are good for us, even though we don't like to do them. Naturally, you can't expect that from children, especially with a child who doesn't like milk. You have to make him drink it, sometimes by scolding, sometimes by pleading. But the best way is to keep milk interesting. One of the easiest and most pleasant ways is to give the little milk rebels postum made with milk. Try it, mothers, and see if your youngster doesn't honestly adore milk in this delicious form. Postum, you see, looks just like a grown-up's drink to children, and it has a mellow, full-bodied flavor that keeps them coming back for more. And that's fine, because Postum is simply whole wheat and bran, roasted to a turn and slightly sweetened. It contains no upsetting stimulants of any kind. And since Postum is not a heavy, over-rich drink, it won't spoil your child's appetite for other foods. You'll find the easy directions for making Postum made with milk on the Postum container, and you can use either fresh milk or evaporated milk. Both ways are a perfect solution to the problem of the child who objects to drinking plain milk. So ask your grocer for Postum, and let the children enjoy this favorite, tempting mealtime drink, Postum made with milk. Don't forget, friends, be with us next Wednesday evening at this same time when we again visit Pine Ridge with Lum and Abner, who say, a fella seldom brings home the bacon without being egged on a little. Lou Crosby speaking. And remember, Postum, your best bet for a good night.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.